Okay, our friends. So today, we are reading a story called Louis and Laurie, Empty the Sea, written by Rachel Van Cleave, illustrated by Asifa Nayaz. And it's read today by Mommy. And a puppy. But not just any puppy, a good puppy, right? Are you a very good puppy?
Yes.
That's what I was hoping. Are you the story? Are you the puppy from yesterday's story? Are you Extraordinary Jane?
Yes.
I thought so. Well, Extraordinary Jane, scoot on over here. And let me tell you a story. Ouch! My goggles are stuck! Cried Louis. I'll help you, said her older sister, Laurie. There, she said as she shifted them. Now they look great. Both girls were getting dressed in their swimming attire, but today they were not going swimming. Today, Louis and Laurie had great plans to embark on an exciting adventure.
Goggles, check. Floaties, check. Bathing suit and flippers. Check, check, check.
Okay, Louis, beamed Laurie. Today, you and I will empty the sea.
Empty the sea? Empty the sea? Said Louis. How can that be?
You'll see, said Laurie with a wink. Get it? Louis shook her head. Never mind, said Laurie.
Let's just go, screamed Louis. To the grotto!
Have fun, girls, said Mom as she winked at them running past her in their swim clothes. She loved to see the girls use their imaginations. That's why she created their hidden hideaway, the grotto. Now, the grotto was a tiny transformed closet space under their old farmhouse stair, just big enough for the two girls and maybe a brother or two, if they would let them. But Louis and Laurie's mom did not realize just how magical the grotto had become.
Into the grotto! Cried Laurie.
The door slammed shut behind her. We're off to the sea.
Now that we're here, do your best. Louis turned three times to the left.
Yes.
And with a flick of their twinkling lights, the girls held hands and took to flight. When they opened their eyes, the girls weren't inside. Sand was beneath their tiny feet. And the bright blue sea looked wide and deep.
Wow, marveled Louis. That's the sea.
Yes, said Laurie.
There she is, staring right back at me.
How will we empty it to see what's inside?
Why, Louis, with the giant straw machine you're standing by.
Oh, and in the picture we can see there is a machine, and it does have a giant straw, like to slurp up the ocean. And sure enough, as tall as the sky was a giant straw with a ladder nearby. They climbed the ladder, floaties and all, as Laurie warned.
Hey, Louis, be careful, don't fall.
Because it's hard to do this in a flip-flop, you know, climbing a ladder. And it says right here, when they reached the top, Laurie read a sign, insert key, everything will be fine. Laurie did what it said, and then the machine began whirling. And not a moment later, the sea started swirling, and with excitement, Laurie described all that she saw, a poem explaining the magic of it all.
If I could drain the ocean, I wonder what I'd see. I'd see volcanoes, mountains, and valleys under me.
I don't understand, said Louis.
How can this be? All of this lives under the sea?
Earthquakes and hurricanes all shifted the ground. They formed mountains and valleys. Yes, it's as amazing as it sounds. And water over time covered it all. The Earth's hidden secrets under the tides rise and fall.
And we can see more of her poem. Do you want me to read it?
Mm-hmm. I'd see terrain with mountains high and low, with amazing views above and below. Then I would see creatures so strange and new, from whales to octopus to flying fish, too.
Louis was shocked. There were so many creatures.
Laurie explained, there are at least 2 million, all with different features. So many creatures exist below water, yet some yet to be discovered, and some not to be bothered.
But what about the creatures needing water to thrive? Without it, I'm afraid they won't survive.
Don't worry, Louis. It's just pretend. So we'll soon put the water back again.
And then we can see more of her poem. So many creatures, too many to count. Look at them all flailing about. Some swimmers, some crawlers, some we've never seen. A whole universe of life with the ocean between.
Oh my. When we turn the page, we see something else.
Wow, look over there, shouted Louis. Wow, look over there, shouted Louis, so brave, as she pointed even further out with a giant wave.
And then we can see in the poem what else they've seen. Ships, planes, and all kinds of things lying below.
So many treasures putting on a show.
Battles and storms taking down boats and planes. So many things lost. It's such a shame. Planes from the sky and boats from the sea, and now we are seeing their ancient debris, from watches to wallets and jewels. We did see all of these treasures.
How can it be? Remember that time Daddy's glasses fell into the lake?
Yes, but that was his own mistake.
But items do get lost, from boats and from planes, some crashing down and some losing all their remains.
Yes, exactly. Just like the Titanic.
Mm-hmm. What we see is what's left from what someone has lost. Now we see the ocean caught all that was tossed.
And her poem goes on.
Pirate ships, warplanes, all the treasure they sighted, left the girls feeling sad, but also delighted. Oh, the stories that all the wreckage could tell. We'd be here forever,
but it's time to bid farewell. Goodbye to the sea, who's told us its secret. We now understand, and we promise to keep it.
What a beautiful world lying under the sea. Louis, this secret is safe between you and me.
The girls waved goodbye to the magnificent ocean. Louis removed the key and the machine made a commotion. And slowly the water began to refill the sea and the girls took to the ladder.
Hey, Louis, follow me. 2 shiny pieces of gold lay at the base of the ladder, a gift from the sea.
The girls eagerly gathered.
Now, Louis, take your coin. It's time to go. Boy, that ocean sure put on a show.
They turned 3 times, this time to the right, and then came the very same flicker of light.
The door to the grotto opened with a loud bang.
Girls, it's time for bed. Don't forget to close up the grotto.
We're coming, Mom, shouted Larie. Now, Louie, the secret of the ocean is safe between you and me.
Larie handed Louie her golden coin and told her to put it under her pillow so no one would find it.
Hey, what are you two hiding and where have you been?
Inquired their older brothers, staring down at their sister's odd choice of clothing. Louie quickly shouted,
Today we drained the ocean with a giant straw and then put the water back again. Oh, Louie, thanks so much for keeping our secrets safe, sighed Larie, shaking her head.
Wow, that sounds unbelievable. Can we come next time?
The brothers asked with a wink.
We will have to hold a grotto meeting to decide that.
But maybe. And with that, the girls went off to bed with a new love for the giant ocean and the new treasure under each of their pillows. After prayers and I love yous and goodnight hugs, Louie quietly whispered,
Where can we go tomorrow, Larie?
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow, we will put on our hiking gear and boots and backpacks and all. You'll have to just wait and see where the grotto takes us.
Oh, I can't wait. Good night, Larie.
Louie snuggled up tight with excitement.
Good night, Louie.
And with that, the girls, exhausted from their sea adventure, fell fast asleep. And I can see her entire poem now. Do you want me to read it? Mm-hmm. If I could drain the ocean, I wonder what I'd see. First, I'd see volcanoes, mountains, and valleys under me. I'd see terrain with mountains high and low, with amazing views above and below. And then I'd see creatures so strange and new, from whales to octopus to flying fish, too. So many creatures, too many to count. Look at them all flailing about. Some swimmers, some crawlers, some we'd never seen. A whole universe of life with the ocean between. Ships, planes, and all kinds of things lying below. So many treasures putting on a show. Battles and storms taking down boats and planes. So many things lost. It's such a shame. Planes from the sky and boats from the sea. And now we are seeing their ancient debris. From watches to wallets and jewels we did see. All of these treasures. How can it be? Pirate ships, warplanes, and all the treasure they sighted left the girls feeling sad but also delighted. Oh, the stories that all that wreckage could tell. We'd be here forever, but it's time to bid farewell. Goodbye to the sea who told us its secret. We now understand, and we promise to keep it. Can you imagine what it would be like to open a special secret doorway which takes you to the ocean? I mean, that's pretty amazing, isn't it? And it is also
the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.